On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathers disciples together. Now understand, at this point, they had already witnessed his glory. They had witnessed him pouring out the Father's love, healed every single person that came to him. All the demon possessed, the demons were cast out. They had witnessed the glory of God here on the earth. They had seen him multiply food. They had seen him walk on the water. They had seen him raise the dead. On the night he was betrayed, he took them together. He said, now listen, these elements, this bread that we have and this wine that I have, this is my body and this is my blood. He brought them together and he says, I want you to do this and remember me. He says, I want you to remember who I am. I want you to remember the power that I poured out on the earth. I want you to remember the God signs that I poured out on the people. You saw it. Every one of you saw it. You saw me heal the sick. You saw me raise the dead. You saw me cleanse the lepers. You saw me cast out demons. You saw me freely receive the Father and freely give. You saw me. I want you to remember me. I want you to remember. See, there's something that sets Jesus apart. Jesus didn't do these things based on his own power. He saw the Father. He looked at the Father. He communed with the Father. He was one with the Father. Jesus was one with the Father. Because he was one with the Father, he said, listen, I want you to be one with me. I want you to be one with me. He went as far as to tell the people, he said, unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you will have no part in me. He said, if you do, if you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, I will be in you and you will be in me. The Father is inviting us to abide in him. He's inviting us. Jesus told them, he said, listen, I am the bread that came out of heaven. I'm the bread that came down from heaven. And they had a hard time with that. That was a hard saying for them. They said, how can you be the one that came down from heaven? He says, I am the bread of life. If you eat me, you will live forever. The elements that we have, they're elements. They're just that. They're elements. The body and the blood of Jesus. But I really believe the Father is leading us into this morning. He's inviting us into an abiding with him. If it's a hard saying that unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, if that's a hard saying for you, know this, that the Father is inviting us to be one with him in heaven and one with him on earth. Jesus modeled this perfectly for us. He was one with the Father in heaven, and he was also right here on earth. That's what set him apart from every other person that's ever come to the earth. That's what's always set him apart. That's why he is at the highest place of worship right now. When we remember Jesus, we don't remember the small things because he did everything big. Everything he poured out was in abundance. Every bit of life he poured out was in abundance. On the night that he was betrayed, he already began to pour out from himself. He poured out, but he only poured out what he received. Jesus only gave what he received. On the night he was betrayed, and he brought the elements together. These were common elements for them. They did it often. But on the night that he was betrayed, he said, listen, I want you to look at these simple elements, and I want you to remember what I did, who I am, and who you are becoming as a result. If you drink my blood, if you eat my flesh, I will be in you, and you will be in me. This is the Father's promise to us. This is where it all begins. This is where the eternal life begins. This is oneness with the Father. Just as Jesus was one with the Father, his heart's desire is that we be one with him. In a passage it says, many people take the elements and they're just not ready to take them. The Father's saying, I want to be one with you. I want to be one with you. Jesus came and he healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. He freely received. He freely gave. And he wants you also to be in that very same place that he is and he was and will always be. Jesus is inviting us into becoming one with him. This is one with him. Oneness with him and the Father. This is His desire. It's His promise. Jesus is pouring out from His Spirit on all flesh so that all the sons and daughters will prophesy. They'll see Jesus for who He really is. They'll see that He really is one with the Father, that He was sent down from heaven from the Father, and that He returned to heaven. That sets Him apart. No one has done that ever in the course of history, nor ever will be in our future. There's one name. His name is Jesus. We worship Him because He went to the highest place. He was glorified to the highest place. I want to invite you to partake of the elements this morning. Search your heart out. This is the invitation. Search your heart out. The Father's saying, Lord, I want you to be one with me. I want you to be one with me. When you take the elements, the body and the body is His body that was broken for us. But His body is the bread of life. When we eat His body, it is the bread of life. Life is the result. Life is the result. When we drink the blood of Jesus, covenant is the result. Do you know what covenant is? This house knows what covenant is. Covenant is oneness with the promises. Covenant is, I commit to you the promises that I've poured out, and I will never pull them back. Never. I pour them out freely. I'll never pull them back. I'll never pull them back. I will freely pour them out. As we continue in worship this morning, let your heart be searched by the Holy Spirit. Let Him draw you in. Listen to His invitation. Hear His invitation for yourself. Hear His invitation. If you've never heard His invitation to come and draw close to Him and to eat His flesh and to drink His blood, let this morning be that morning. And as you prepare your heart, come and receive. When you receive the elements, you're receiving His heart's desire for you to be one with you, just as Jesus was one with Him. This is our great high priest's desire to be one with us, just as He and the Father are one. So I want to release you to do that. Search your hearts. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Just come partake.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus said to His disciples, go into the village ahead of you there. As you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and found it, just as He had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt, and they put Jesus on it. And as He was going, they were spreading their coats on the road. And as soon as He was approaching, near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But Jesus answered, I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out. And when He approached Jerusalem, He saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they've been hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side. And they will level you in the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave you in one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. Father, I thank you that we live in a season and an era under the new covenant where we are saying to you, Lord, we recognize the season of visitation from you. And we thank you, Lord, that you came for a purpose to draw in your spotless bride. You came to see your children be able to love you and worship you and do in their lives what they are intended to do, and that would be to covenant with you, to love you, to be able to follow you, to be one with you, to be able to know you intimately, to be able to release who you are as we are made in your image to the ends of the earth, and that nothing would stop us. Thank you, Lord, that you deepen the awareness, you deepen the revelation, you deepen the understanding, you deepen the gratitude in our hearts for who you are, how big you are, and what you've done. We thank you, God, for that. We praise you, God, for that. And we thank you that you lift up our eyes to see you, God. And just as the disciples listened to your every word and did exactly what you said, and the provision was there for them exactly as you said it would be. And Lord, you also let them know that the very people who opposed them would release to them what you said would happen, even if they didn't understand. So you made their enemies to lie down and be at peace with them. So thank you, Lord, for exemplifying that. Thank you for your body and blood. Thank you, Lord, that as we continue to worship you this morning, our eyes are on you. Our eyes are increasing in ever extended great faith. And Lord, that as we transition even to other parts of this morning worship for you, God, that we would say yes to stepping in to the grace that is there. You've already released grace for us to do the impossible, to stand with the unthinkable, to be risk takers because we trust you. That our eyes would be on you and how great you are, and not on our limitations, but on you, God. You will increase our trust for you that way as we choose to position ourselves as the disciples did, even with their limited understanding of who you were at that time. And you came through again. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ever increasing revelation of your grandeur and your majesty. I praise you this morning, God. Just really sense that there's a beautiful presence of the Lord here, a corporate yes. And I really believe that, I know the children want to go somewhere because they're conditioned to want to go somewhere, and the parents are too, but that's coming. But I just really believe in this moment that we would just take this seriously and lift up to the Lord his miracle-working power and celebrate him right now for the miracle God that he is and we have. Can we just lift our hands before him now? And if you have some infirmity, you have something that's hard for you, some sickness in your body, put your hand there. Father, we just thank you that even as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the crowds came out. They have heard of Jesus. They heard about this great miracle working person. They didn't understand. They didn't have the revelation of what needed to happen. But Lord, we can look back and see this, see what you were trying to say and do. And God, I believe that very day, because your presence went through on the road into Jerusalem, that many people were brought into an awareness of your kingdom, that they were healed in their bodies, because in your presence, sickness can't stand. So we thank you, Lord God, that your presence is here with us right now. Your presence is among us right here. And we thank you, Lord, that you already won the victory. You already battled against the enemy. You said it's finished. And so, Lord, we thank you that we appropriate that healing right now in our bodies in fullness. We thank you, Lord, that the authority was released as you took the final steps on your way to the cross and then resurrecting. So we say, Lord, we celebrate right now your resurrection healing power in this place to save us, to set us free, and heal us. Can we say yes and amen? Father, we praise you right now. Sickness, leave this place. Thank you, Lord, for the divine healing that you wrought in this place because of you. Thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. In your presence, cancer cannot stand. In your presence, no disease or sickness can stay. So we say yes. We say yes. We praise you, God. We say yes and amen. Hallelujah. Can we shout out in a victory to the Lord? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you for your healing and delivering power. Thank you, God. Thank you. Wash away all doubt. Thank you, Lord.
summon battle. Oh,
Yes, Lord. All the earth will know, Lord. All the earth will know of your glory. All the earth will know you are worthy. All the earth will know that you're holy. All the earth will know, Lord. That's your heart. That's your design. All the earth, God. All the earth. Just sing in the spirit with Josh. Just sing in the spirit. Sing to the Lord. Jesus. Thank you for your holiness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you even more and testify of your greatness. We're going to watch a little video clip here before the kids release so that their faith, their little hearts, their big hearts in Jesus and their little hearts preparing for Jesus can be encouraged as well. We've got a clip, I understand, of a healing, I believe, in India, going into the villages. And it's good for all of us to say, thank you, Lord. Our team is still in India, except for Michelle, who's the part of the India team, but she came back a little bit early, and she's here. God bless you, Michelle. She might be able to share. I don't know if you were here for this video we're going to show. I haven't seen it myself. I was FaceTimed yesterday in our children's home, but Carly. And I know the Edge last night, she FaceTimed some people there as well. So I'm sitting there looking at all these kids crying. I'm in my family room. And you're going, I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama. It's like, oh, I so want to be with you next time in Jesus' name. It's really cool. Really, really cool. But the word I have, the testimony I can share, I haven't been there, but you can go to the website and see these tons of testimonies and pictures and some video clips there too. Really encourage you to do that. And just keep trying to find it. You can find it. It's not hard. International photos, okay, up at the top. But I can, from what I was told, yeah, we all run into our daddy's arms that way. Isn't that nice? I like, that's a good picture. Come on. There's a video of a healing in a village. Carly said she'd send that. Is it on the website? Or did you, a little video clip? I don't know where they sent it. Maybe it's on the website right now. You can just click on it, and then it comes up. I'm simple. I click, and it works. Just before we release the kids, that might be encouraging. Is there a video, if you pull up the Frontline website? Okay. Well, while they're looking, since we have a kind of a captive audience here. If you don't have one of these for this week that we are in, if you don't have one in your possession, I'm going to ask Becca and Kenzie to pass these out. Not Carly, she's in India. Just if you don't have one of these. If you have one, you don't need one. But we have extras and we're in the week, so just take it, please. And that tells you what's going on. And then also, if you don't have one of these, we have something that's starting the day after Easter, Sunday night. And so it's going to be amazing here. It's a 24/7 prayer and worship extravaganza. And we have 7 nights covered by extravagant worshipers. Frontline is one of the nights. And then the other 6 nights are from people around the region. If you don't have one of these on your refrigerator or in your bathroom or in your car, whatever, here, Ken's. We'll pass these out. And then also, if you have one or you don't, and you want to take some small copies and give it to a friend saying, hey, we got this really cool thing coming up. See if you can make it. And if you want to pass these out, somebody can help me. Thanks, Andrea. If you want them. And then just pass them along. It's not for you. You don't need another announcement. It's just for you to pass on to other people. So that would be really great. So we have a lot of things coming up this week. I want to make sure that you're fully informed. So while they're looking for this, this is great. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, 5, 6 people on this. This is wonderful. And they all know what they're doing, I'm sure. So this is kind of a disconnect from India. We sometimes get things, sometimes we don't, and we're always trying to improve that. But they did work very hard yesterday, last night, to get some of these things to us. So we do have pictures. And if we don't have a video, then we'll show pictures. Do we have a video? Trying to play it. Okay, we do have a video. We're trying to play it. So praise God. Just really encourage you also to know that we're in process with our contacts from Southeast Asia. One of them who's been imprisoned for 2 years, and we know, yes, and we've been praying and interceding and going after this, and he's a major player, major leader to extricate, to completely remove, eradicate human trafficking and slavery in the world. And he's a pastor, friend of ours, he's a spiritual son of ours, he's rescued countless people from human trafficking, countless children, and he was set up by negative powers to be incarcerated, to be imprisoned. And so we've been praying for this release because he has been charged with things that he's been doing He's been charged with trafficking, and he's been rescuing the kids for years. Isn't that crazy? So he was just ready to move kids into a great big structure that we've been supporting for 2,000 children, and then this setup came. So this happened 2 years ago in March. So the word is, and we've been celebrating for a week, that God moved him from one area of India to another, brought him down. And believe it or not, what's so interesting, six armed guards are around this very innocent man. Can you believe that? So when his wife saw him at the train station, and she saw the chains and the armed guards, oh, it'll all be turned because Jesus is doing it. But it was the first time that he saw his baby girl, who's a year and a half. First time. Can we hear a yay and amen? First time. First time. First time he saw Basha. They wouldn't let them take a picture. So his wife is Adriana, her American name here. And so here is Pastor Benjamin and Adriana and Basha all sandwiched together as one with chains on. So he's in the process now of the furthering, for the hearings are beginning now. So I've been asking for updates and I haven't heard back. So I wish I had something. I'll have it on Tuesday for sure. Really encourage you to come to church on Tuesday for Fire and Wind. We have a journey to the cross. You need to be here to find out what that is. So I encourage you to come. This is Passion Week. This is Holy Week. So I am an encourager. I'm a cheerleader for things of the Lord. So if you need a ride, call someone in advance so you can come and be with us on Tuesday at 7 o'clock if you'd like. Okay, do we have a video? Let's play the video to start. Can we turn the lights off, Andrew? Pastor Prabhaka, Michelle, do you want to come up here? Can we give a big amen for Michelle being back from India? Woohoo! We'll just see what happens. So this is Pastor Prabhaka. He's one of our friends who works with Pastor Dewa and Suni, who oversee our children's home, and he's another pastor, close family friend. So let's go ahead.
He is the leader of this village. He has been suffering from that sickness for a long time. But today God has healed him when Pastor Bill was praying. Cheppandi meeku em jarigindi asalu pradham cheyakamunde ela undi chesin tarvata ela undi
as Pastor Dale on the right,
what happened after prayer, how he was before prayer and after prayer. Cheppandi ippudu ela undi
nadchavu kada bagunda
aarogyam undi
bagundandi
pradham cheyakamunde ela undi
appudu baluga undi kaalu ippudu bagundi
before prayer he feels very heavy legs. But now it is free and he is able to walk. అంతకుముందు మీరు కూర్చుని లేవగలిగేవారా?
కర్ర పట్టుకుని లేచేవారండి.
వాట్ హీ సేస్ ఈస్ బిఫోర్ ప్రేయర్ హీ వాజ్ అనేబుల్ టు గెట్ అప్. ఇఫ్ హీ సిట్స్ డౌన్ హీ యూజ్డ్ టు టేక్ హిస్ స్టిక్ టు గెట్ అప్. బట్ నౌ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ దట్. హీ ఈస్ ఏబుల్ టు సిట్ అండ్ స్టాండ్ బై హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ సపోర్ట్.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, wow. Look at that. We give you glory, Lord.
Amazing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Look at your power, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then I was told by Pastor Bill yesterday that they led him to Jesus. Come on. So now he knows the Lord on top of that. Come on. Is that great? And he's the leader. Michelle's going to just give a quick overview of some of the pictures here. And then Pastor Bill and the rest of the team, you'll be back next week. We'll speak more. So we're just going to kind of run through these quickly, I think. Do we have a ton or pictures? They did send us pictures, so we're going to. Okay. Really? Well, let's pick a few of them, and then how many of you will go to our website? All right. We need to do that. 80 are good. That's wonderful. But I don't know if we can do 80 right now. Let's pick up some select ones. Pick some select ones out. Because sometimes they're eating their food, and that's great. We want to see that. It's awesome. It truly is. So they're going to pick out a few, and then we'll show those, and then release the children. You've done really well, children. Amen. It's a long service, but it is very special today. Do you want to help them? Okay. All right. Do you want to just give them anything while you're here? Do you want me to?
Well, I don't really. You can't really. This is somewhere. Okay. Well, this was one of the Pastor Bill and Andy, and went to a pastor's conference. They imparted. There were over four, I think, sessions, and these pastors came from all around in village areas, really had never had anything like this before, and they just spent the whole day pouring into them and teaching them about more about the Lord and imparting the fire of God. And so these pastors you can see here are being touched in worship, and a lot of them got to express themselves in a new way in worship that they never had before, which is really amazing. We saw that break out everywhere, so that was cool. And then some more as part of the pastor's conference here, and they invited a number of women, and I'm not sure if so many of the women were pastors, but Pastor Bill really made it a point to encourage the women from the jump. You are an integral part of this. This is not just for the men. You are powerful. You are, and not only are you, you know, equal in the Lord's sight, but you are vital to the gospel going forth in this region. You could see, Pastor Bill, I wasn't there, but he said you could see the countenance of the women go from kind of timid and shy to very confident, and yes, I'm part of this, and so they were receiving, and they were really getting blasted by the Lord, so that was fun. If I could sum up, I stayed back the night before I left to be with our frontline children at our frontline children's center in Rajahmundry, where we have, I think, 21 or 22 children, and I just want to say that these children, I'm going to cry, they are so powerful. I mean, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, children are, but they are, no, you don't understand. When they all came and individually prayed for me. They just decided they wanted to come pray for me for something that was going on, and every single one came up, and the fire of God was just blasting me. I mean, they would pray for me for 5-10 minutes individually. These are intercessors that the Lord is raising up. These are nation changers. These are people, I was even talking to a couple of, I think Troy, one of your guys, and some of the guys who are like 16, and just ask, and I got to prophesy over all of them before I left, and that was amazing, but just asking them, you know, what's the dream the Lord's put on your heart? You know, where do you see maybe your life going? And a couple of the guys are just like, well, I've really been committing this to prayer. I mean, really putting their life before the Lord and saying, I thought maybe I was going to go this way career-wise, but I feel kind of called into ministry, so I'm going to pursue that. So these are children being raised up to hear the voice of the Lord, and you can see them in the pictures before. I was soaking with them to our frontline CD, and they were getting visions. One of them went up to heaven and had Father God telling her about the end times. I mean, she's 10. You know, it was amazing. So just, I was so encouraged, and just be encouraged, especially if you're a sponsor. The leper colony too, that's awesome. But if you're sponsoring these children, I mean, they are so proud of their sponsors. That's one of the things that really I was struck by, that they want to know all about their sponsor. They just love it. They feel so lifted up by you. They're so proud of, you know, the people in America who are sponsoring them, and so that's really cool. So yeah.
Can you go back to that last picture really quickly? Is it hard? Just go with the arrow. That woman, I prayed for that woman who's the mother, if it's the same one. It's the same one. Okay, the mother of the leader of the leper colony that we support, and that we're family with them. And I remember, I think the picture is it on the wall back here on the website? You got to see it, because I'm holding her and hugging her, and she had leprosy. She had the gunk that, you know, on the leg and the whole bit actually seeping with flies in it. And it broke my heart, because these people are missing digits in different parts of their body. And I threw my arms around her and commanded that to die, and it stopped. And she was healed. It was amazing on her leg. And we'll find out how she is now, you know, a couple years later. We see her every year. But I'm telling you, the power of God over there is absolutely incredible. So we're going to hear more when they come back on Sunday. So. Is that the last one? What's that one?
They provided, blessed the leper colony and some other places with food, and blessed the leper colony with food and provisions and worship, and just an amazing time.
Thank And we'll hear more next week when you come for Resurrection Sunday. Just want you to know that we will expand this children's home as monies come in. We can play that if there's something there. That's our desire, but this is where it is right now. This is where Pastor Daywin Suni, you know, it hovers between 22 and 25 kids. And they really pour into these children. They're not one of 500. And it's great to have 500 kids in a children's home. I don't mean that. But they're really pouring in to these little people very seriously, you know, spiritually, as well as naturally as well, both sides. Amen. So is there something? And play it. Let's see what it is. Oh, wow. Amen. Children, you get to go to Kingdom Land. Amen. God bless you. Isn't that so exciting? You just sit here for hours going, wow. Our God is so big. Our God is so big. We have a new little person in our midst. They just keep coming. So we have little Elijah Christian Larson. You can just look at him. Don't pick him up. He's real precious cargo. But he's just right there. So we welcome little Elijah. I just did that to help you out. So everybody doesn't come and just grab him from you. Because that's what we all want to do. Can I hold him? That's awesome. God is good. And then we have Riley Leona's here. She's a little older. But not much. Is she 3 weeks now? 3 weeks old. That's great. Man, oh man, they're just all over the place. I don't know if Courtney's here. And I know the Groovers are here. All these little people are popping up. Love it. Absolutely love it. Praise God. Well, let's turn in our Bibles and take a look at a few things. This is a little bit of an unusual service because we're unusual. So I already read quite a bit from the Bible about the entrance into Jerusalem. So, is it not right now? Probably not. But they're all out there, so maybe at the end we can do that. So the announcements that we have for this week, we'll see if we have time at the end when everybody comes back in. And then we really encourage you to take advantage, like I said, of what's going on this week as the priority. And then everything else will follow after that. So if you can turn in your Bibles, I want to mention to you while you're turning to the passages, I think Beth is going to put up, there's four places in the Gospels that the entrance into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry, is mentioned. All four Gospels carry the account. And it's so much fun. I don't know about you, but for me, I love to read Scripture.